Fourth Perek Silvis, first Mishnah. Naira Shenispatato. A girl who's a Naira, 12-year-old, and she was seduced. Boishto Bikoma Uknosa Shalavia. Her father gets everything. Her father gets the embarrassment, the loss of value, and the Knas. Tzar Betfusa. And if she was Nensa, then the Tzar, the payment of the pain that she got, also goes to the father. If the Beis Din already paskened that this person has to pay her, or pay the father, before the father died, Harei Shalab, the father gets it, and Memele, his Yoshim, will receive it. Meisav, Harei Shalach, and if the father dies, then her brothers, which are the sons of the father, inherit the father. Lo Yispik Lamad B'din Ad Shemeisav, but if she was not brought, the perpetrator was not brought to court before the father died. So now, at the time of the death of the father, Bezna wasn't mechayiv them anything. Harei heim shalat meiz chidish, that we say that since there was no psak din on this before the father died, then it's as if the chiv goes directly to, not as if the halacha is the chiv goes directly to her, and she. Gets it for herself. Now this is a chiddush, because the knas, we said before, the two bezin paskins, the chiv didn't start yet. So since the bezin didn't paskin for the father, goes to her. But as far as boshes and bekam, which is a monetary chiv, l'chayre, it's an automatic chiv that the father had the right to. So based on this is the method of machlokes rishonim, whether our mishnah that says that the father gets it, that she gets it, if the case was not brought to bezin before the death of the father. That's only referring that the knas goes to her, or even the boshes of kam also goes to her. There's a special chiddush over here that as long as he did not collect it in his lifetime, not he didn't collect it. As long as Bezdin did not paskin for him to be able to collect it in his lifetime, it goes to the door. If the Bezdin paskin that her father is entitled to the knas, boshes of kam before he died. Before she became a Bogeris, which we learned in previous Mishnah, 12 and a half years old plus a certain physical simana, then the father gets it. Meisav Arein Shalachim, and the father died, then his son's inherited. But if the case was not brought to court till she became a Bogeris, Arein Shalachim, but the father loses it out and she gets it. Here too we have this machlokas if this din is referring to the Kanas or even to the Boishes of the Kam. Rav Shimon has another Chiddush. He disagrees with the Tanakam and he says, not only do we say that if the case was not brought to court before her father died, she gets the money, but even if the case was brought to court, but she didn't collect the money, he didn't collect the money, and the father died, then she collects the money. That is Rav Shimon's shita, not halach. We don't pass on the way. The father's entitled to a ma'isi yodayim. That the work that she does, and also if she finds something, it goes to the father. Even if the father did not collect it, but that's an automatic din, that the second she worked, or she found the mitzvah, it goes to the father. So even though the father collected in his lifetime, everybody agrees that his son's inherited, as long as she found this or she did the work before the father died. Obviously, what she does after the father dies goes to her.